You know, handmade gifts are always the most special. Well, there are better crafted dollhouses than the one my daughter got when she was a little girl. I mean, but we made it. It's handmade. My wife and I, for better or worse, did it with our own hands. One December, we closed the basement, started hammering and sawing away to build that dollhouse. And there was a sign on the door that said, "Do not open till Christmas." That meant the basement. And that drove the kids crazy. But we were having a great time doing it. And frankly, my month was crammed. But even though the work we did was often really late and it took quite a few hours, especially since I'm not the neighborhood handyman, I enjoyed every minute of working on it. Did I get tired? Mm-hmm. Was I too busy to do that dollhouse? Yes. Was it outside the things I do well? Oh, yeah. Was it a pleasure? Yep. Why? Because it was for a little girl I love very much. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about what love does to work. Our word for today from the Word of God, Luke chapter 7. I'm going to begin reading at verse 37. It's the familiar story of the lady who loved Jesus very, very deeply. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him, at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. And then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. Now, there's a discussion by the Pharisee with Jesus as to why she did all of this, and he simply says, "For she loved much." She loves her master, and she uses everything she can to serve him. She kisses his feet. She says, "Wait, I have this perfume. I could use that to express my love for him." And she breaks open that perfume. She says, "I've got my hair. I can dry his feet with my hair." It's as if she's looking for everything she can use to love Jesus with it. Now, there's a principle here. Work is so different when it's an act of loving worship instead of grudging duty. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. It says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for men." And then it says, "It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Wow. Maybe you've just been cranking out your responsibilities lately, and it's joyless, it's drudgery. Maybe those who are around you would testify to hearing more complaining and negative talk lately. Well, it could be that you're working for the wrong person. No, I'm not talking about your boss. Don't do it for your boss. Don't do it for your company. Don't do it for your pastor, your church, your ministry, your teachers. Don't do it even for the children or your employees. See, work becomes lighter and more joyful when you begin each responsibility by saying, "Lord, I dedicate this everyday chore to you. I love you. And this job I'm doing it as an offering to you. I'm giving it my best, because I'm doing it for you, Jesus." A woman in this story used everything she could find to love Jesus. It's a beautiful picture, grabbing everything you do as something with which to love your master. You're busy, you're tired, maybe feeling inadequate, like I did when I built that dollhouse, but it was for someone I really loved. Do your work for someone you really love. You may not love your work, but it makes a difference when you do your work for love.